Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. As September comes to a close and the leaves begin to fall, it can only mean one thing. Yes, Halloween is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to do some really, really cool science demonstrations. This podcast will talk a little bit about some ways to get the dry ice that you're going to need to do some of those cool demonstrations. And so we're going to focus specifically on getting the dry ice and getting it ready for the demonstrations, and then future podcasts will talk about some of the cool demonstrations you'll actually do with it. But first of all, let's get our dry ice. All right. Where are you going to get it? Well, you're going to get it from your local grocery store for most of us. Now, depending on where you live in the country, you may have to scout it out, and I'll tell you some places that you might find it if you don't find it at your local grocery store. And again, cost about $1 a pound, so that's what you should be prepared to pay. But if you can't find it at your local grocery store, you might try an ice cream shop. Years ago, Baskin-Robbins used to carry dry ice because it was the way that they kept the ice cream cold in the bottom of the cooler. That really has gone by the wayside, but there are still some old-fashioned ice cream shops that have dry ice. I know another place that you can find it sometimes, believe it or not, is a fish market or a meat market, because they use it, again, in the bottom and packing to keep the meat frozen and I guess, good during transit. So this is where you're going to find your dry ice. And depending on where you are, again, in what part of the country, we'll tell you how reluctant the person is going to be to sell you dry ice. Remember, years ago, no problem with dry ice at all, but over the last 15 or 20 years, with all of the safety issues with it, with the unfortunate dry ice bonds that kids have made, all these kinds of things, it's getting tougher and tougher to get dry ice. So if you can find it at your local grocery store, chances are it's not going to be out where the public can just get their own dry ice. It's not a self-serve kind of thing in most areas. Most of the time, you'll have to go to customer service and ask somebody to get you the dry ice. I always like to introduce myself and let them know that I'm a teacher and that I'll be doing some dry ice demonstrations before I'm actually going to buy the dry ice. So I'll find out, does the store have it? Let them know that on a certain day I'm going to do some demonstrations in class, and I'm going to need to purchase 5 or 10 pounds of dry ice. This does a couple things. First of all, it lets them know that you know what you're doing with it because you're a teacher and you're coming to them for a specific activity. The second thing is that there's a possibility you can say, could you just make sure that you reserve 5 or 10 pounds, because you would hate to get all the stuff together and get your demonstrations pulled together only to find out that there's no dry ice available at the very end of the month with Halloween approaching. And if you're planning on doing this for a Halloween party, make sure that you do whatever you can to reserve your dry ice in advance. I like to get it the day that I'm going to use it because, as you know, it disappears. I've had reports of teachers who have said, well, I bought 10 pounds and somebody stole it out of the refrigerator in the staff lounge. Well, nobody stole the dry ice. I just simply said, how long's it been in there? And they said, well, we bought it on Monday and they're ready to do the demonstrations on Friday. And they go and they open up the brown bag and, of course, it's gone. That's because the dry ice is not actually ice at all. It's a solid. It's solid carbon dioxide, so frozen carbon dioxide that turns into a gas. So when you open up the bag after 3 or 4 days, of course the ice is completely gone. So again, I like to buy it the day that I'm going to do the demonstrations. I have a cooler, a styrofoam cooler that I just use for the dry ice. And since I do this year after year after year, I have certain things in that cooler that are just standard. So I've got a pair of safety glasses, that's really important. I've got a small hammer, and I've got some gloves. And the gloves that I use are leather, kind of like gardening gloves. They're perfect to keep your hands safe. And again, you know from a safety standpoint that dry ice will burn your skin. So it's 110 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, or about 78 degrees below zero Celsius. So touching it for any time at all will produce burns to your skin. So it's really, really important that you have your gloves on at all time. And I like to have the safety glasses on at all times as well, especially if I'm breaking it up into some smaller chunks. So I'll buy the dry ice. Again, for most of the demonstrations, if I'm doing lots of cool demonstrations, £10 is more than enough. So prepare to spend $5 to $10 for 5 or 10 pounds of dry ice. And they sometimes will put it in a brown paper bag. And if they don't, get a brown paper bag from the supermarket, put the dry ice in there, and I'll even double bag it, and then I'll drop it 3 or 4 times. This breaks it up into smaller pieces, and sometimes I'll use the hammer to break it up into even smaller pieces. And again, safety glasses on, because you don't want any little piece of dry ice to come up and hit you in the eye. And that way, I'm not having to mess around with it when I'm in front of the kids. So I'll then dump all of that into the styrofoam cooler, put the lid on top, and now I'm ready to go with the demonstrations. So I think that the most important thing that you know ahead of time is to go to the store, make sure that you're prepared, get your dry ice, and you'll be ready for the demonstrations. And again, in future podcasts, the one for tomorrow and the next day, we'll give you some of the cool demonstrations that you'll actually use with the dry ice and some things that you'll be able to do with kids as you teach states of matter using solids, liquids, and gases. And, well, and most importantly, you've got a bubbling potion sitting on your desk. And what could be more fun than a bubbling potion? All right, get your materials together. You've got to get some dry ice here in just a little while. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting stevespanglerscience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at stevespangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.